AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. His daughter told Portland's Oregonian that Arizona rancher Robert Finnegan was the person killed during a traffic stop involving the leaders of an armed group occupying a national wildlife refuge. The leader of the group, Eamon Bundy, was among those arrested. The AP's Ross Simpson reports people living near the refuge were pushing action against Bundy and his group.
Many sympathize with his criticism of federal land management policies of public lands, but oppose the refuge takeover. They feared violence could erupt, and it did.
In Seattle, shots were fired at a homeless encampment known as the Jungle. Two people were killed and no one has been arrested. Mayor Ed Murray says the encampment has been unmanageable and out of control for almost two decades in Seattle.
I can't help but wonder, did I act too late? That's my reaction.
Fox News Channel says Donald Trump is still welcome at tomorrow night's Republican presidential debate. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports there is a dispute over the moderator.
Donald Trump's campaign manager says the frontrunner won't take part in Thursday's debate. Trump is unhappy that Fox News plans to include Megyn Kelly as one of the debate moderators, a reporter Trump has described as a lightweight. He plans instead to hold a competing event.
I'm going to have something else in Iowa. We'll do something where we raise money for the veterans and the wounded warriors.
Thursday's debate with now seven Republicans will be the last one before Monday's caucuses. Jerry Bodlander, Marshalltown, Iowa.
No school today in Lawrence Township near Indianapolis. The principal of an elementary school was struck and killed by a bus. Two 10-year-olds are in the hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries. Sean Smith is the school superintendent.
We just ask that everyone in this community and beyond, please pray for our students and our great leader.
Police say Principal Susan Jordan was seen pushing several students away from the oncoming bus. This is AP Radio News. A federal judge in Chicago is giving preliminary approval to a head injury settlement between thousands of former college athletes and the NCAA. The AP's Michael Tarm reports there are some big issues that still need to be worked out.
The judge also said that he wants to limit blanket liability for the NCAA on future lawsuits. Not getting that protection could potentially end up scuttling the deal.
The settlement includes a $70 million fund to pay for brain trauma testing. The National Football League says it is conducting a comprehensive review of allegations Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning had human growth hormone delivered to his house. There's no timetable to complete the investigation, but it is not expected to end before Denver plays Carolina in the Super Bowl a week from Sunday. Peyton Manning has been denying the allegations. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.